Hey, Michael here. I want to talk to you about knocking out negativity in life. Listen, we live in a world that is filled with chaos, noises, and challenges, and a lot of negativity all around. In fact, one of the things you may struggle with is negativity in your own life. It's a big thing. And in fact, it's one of the things that can keep you from actually accomplishing everything that you were designed for. I believe one of the ways that we need to knock out negativity is first understand where it comes from. What is the base? What is the foundation of negative thinking? And I believe one of the bases and foundations is actually not knowing your purpose, not knowing what's happening, why you're on this planet, not knowing the reality that you don't have to take care of and control everything in life. Another thing can sometimes be jealousy, looking at others and seeing what they have and what you don't have. In our social media society, we live in a world of constantly viewing other people through the lens of social media. And that can create ideas and thoughts in our minds, which can create negativity around our own lives and our own identity. There's a verse that I love in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And by the way, if you haven't taken the time to view the Proverbs series, go check that out. But Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Now, another version that I learned when I was younger is, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not under your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." Now, obviously, the He is talking about God. When you think about this verse and you actually unpack it, it talks simply in the beginning about trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. Not trusting in wealth, not trusting in fame, not trusting on how many likes or followers you have, not trusting on the reality of how well you do or don't do in certain things in life, but trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, here's what happens. When you focus on trusting in the Lord, you're focusing less on yourself. You're transposing your trust on God, which causes you to be in a place where you're not trusting now fully in yourself. Now, the verse continues when it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not under your own understanding." What does that mean? In all your ways, then it continues, "acknowledge Him and He will direct your path." So when you're not leaning on your own understanding, you're saying, I have to lean on God. I have to acknowledge Him. I have to acknowledge the Lord in my life, acknowledge that God has a plan for my life, acknowledge that you are the only one that will ever have the fingerprint that you have. There's never been a person that has ever lived with that same print. There will never be a person that will live with that print. You know what that means? It means you're a one of one. And so what happens is when you start to think about the reality that God has a plan for your life and you trust fully in Him by unplugging from this world, unplugging from the noise, unplugging from the media, it actually reduces your anxiety and ultimately reduces your negativity. Why? Because now you understand that the purpose and mission in life has been designed for you before you were born. When builders go and build a building, they don't do it on a whim. They do it based on what the architect had already designed and planned. The engineers had already designed and planned. So all they have to do now is follow the instructions. And when you're in a place in life where you actually acknowledge what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, and you realize that God, the architect of everyone's life, has a plan for you, it releases anxiety and it causes you to be in a place where you get rid of negativity. Because now, instead of comparing and contrasting and having jealousy to others, which causes you to be negative in your own life and have frustrations and fears and worries because you don't have maybe material things that others have, you can step back from all of that and say, wait a minute, God's got a plan for me. I'm going to trust in that. I'm going to trust in Him. And I'm going to believe that He will, as the word says, direct my paths in my life. When you trust that way, when you think that way, not only does that start to eliminate and reduce negativity in your life, but it also causes you to grow in confidence in the reality of the fact that you are here on purpose and for a purpose. So take a minute, and when you look at negativity, understand where it comes from, and it comes from the reality of not having the true identity of who you really are. Be blessed. Talk to you soon.